Well, here's a good beginning. We might suppose that justice is a component part of virtue, and indeed a necessary one at that. That is to say, justice is an element in the makeup of a good human life, and an element without which such a life would not be possible. How could a person, we might think, be virtuous without being just? And indeed, we might think that justice is a pivotally necessary aspect of virtue, not merely a condition of a virtuous life, but a condition central to our very concept of a virtuous life. It's for this reason that some theorists have said that justice is, in a sense, the primary social virtue, in a way that truth might be thought to be the primary virtue of discourse. Two reasons might lead us in this direction, that is, to thinking of justice as a necessary and central condition in the concept of our virtuous life. First, we might think of justice as the central mode of social or political virtue, and take social or political virtue as primary or even essential to our notion of morality. Secondly, we might be impressed with the fact that justice concerns itself with our relations to others. If then we think that our moral, in contrast, say, to our prudential concerns, are essentially about our relations to others, this fact might lend credence to the centrality of justice in our moral repertory. On both of these views, justice is seen to organize the moral habits and modes of actions and institutions in which, as individuals, we are able to flourish in our dealings in the political and social realm. And on both of these, it's understandable that Socrates first begins to try to locate justice in the makings of a city, that is, a political commonwealth or political entity. When we think of justice and virtue that way, we can perhaps begin to understand one reason why justice was such a key concept in Greek moral thought, and therefore why, incidentally, it should have been the subject of one of Plato's major dialogues. It is for this reason that the Greek word dikaion, just, is a standard word for doing right, and adikon, unjust, for wrongdoing. You might think, in comparison, about our own having a Department of Justice. The Department of Justice is not concerned merely with those aspects of criminal activity and judicial response or behavior that have to do with fairness or equality, as though we were to think, well, Department of Justice has to do with justice, with fairness or equality, or with people getting the proper share of the goods and services of society. Justice has to do generally with legality, wrongdoing, morality. We might be able to understand why this is the case when we recall that the aim of the judicial system is often thought of as achieving justice, that is, seeing to it that criminals, and sometimes victims, receive what they deserve. Well, that's a very broad understanding of justice, and an understanding that's rooted in the centrality of political and social concerns to the moral enterprise as a whole. Reading Plato's Republic in this way will be particularly attractive if we think that that dialogue is concerned primarily with issues of political philosophy. And that's largely how the Republic has been read since its resurrection to prominence in the late 19th century. It seems to me, though, as it has to a number of other readers of Plato, that that may be the wrong way to think about the dialogue. It's not, of course, that there aren't political concerns in the Republic, but the city or commonwealth that's introduced in the Republic is introduced primarily to magnify the structure of the individual soul in order that justice might more easily be located and identified there. And by the end of the dialogue, it's made clear that critical issues of virtue and happiness are independent of the question of what kind of a political society one lives in. In any case, it's very hard to believe that the details of the fancied political entity, the fancied polis or city that is proposed or described in the Republic, really constitute genuine proposals in political philosophy. Well, if I'm right to suggest that the Republic doesn't mean to invite us to think of justice primarily, or at least we might think exclusively, in political terms, we may need to rethink our initial claim that the centrality of justice to virtue is mediated by notions of political and social morality.